What's up, everyone? This is Doug P. MTG coming on the road from Calgary with my boy Aaron. Aaron, how was that car ride for you?
Great. Got to hear a lot about what's going on with Doug in the interim between his time between Calgary and moving back to Edmonton, and the big plans for Doug moving back to Calgary.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. And you told me a really funny story about a plane ride and the lady next to you on the way to GP Toronto, and how you were able to explain kind of like equity and variance and luck and tilt through her sandwich curation. It's a pretty funny story.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So the lady I was sitting next to, we were towards the back of the plane, so the cart had a long way to go. But okay, the moment we sat down, she was like, "I want the chicken Caesar wrap."
Ooh, and good choice.
I was like, "All right." So the cart gets to the row in front of us, and this guy is hemming and hawing. He's looking at the menu. He doesn't know what he wants. And he's like, "So what do you have?" And the stewardess is like, "I have one chicken Caesar wrap."
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the next row, and then I'll come back afterwards.
Okay.
So as she's moving towards our row,
we're going to get it.
The drink cart
the
drink cart behind her is like, "I need more ice, so can I get past you?" So she drags the cart all the way back to the end of the rows so that he can go get ice. And I'm like, "Oh man, she only said she had one more chicken Caesar wrap." And she's like, the lady next to me is like, "I'll be so pissed if he takes a chicken Caesar wrap." And I was like, "So right now you are experiencing the sweat," is what we would call it in Magic
the
Gathering.
Sweat right now.
So
not the chicken sweats.
No, not the chicken
sweats. This is like sweating like a top deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need this one more person not to get it. So you need to fade it for one row.
One row.
Just need one more turn.
One shot.
Yeah.
One
to get there. And she's like, "Okay, so what happens if I don't fade it?" And I'm like, "Well, are you going to be upset?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm going to be real mad." I was like, "All right, then you're going to be on tilt." So she comes back, skips our row to go back to the guy, and she asks the guy, "What would you like?" Windmill slams the chicken Caesar wrap. Like,
oh,
the
quickest
thing I've ever seen in my life. So he orders the chicken Caesar wrap. Oh, I forgot to tell you this part of the story, actually.
Tell me now.
So she takes his first credit card.
Yep.
To swipe.
You never told me this.
No, I didn't tell you this.
Swipes
the card, doesn't work.
Oh.
And we're like,
"Oh, you might have been, you had a rebuy. You didn't tell me you had a rebuy."
Yeah, I forgot about that. So then he tries the second card doesn't work, and I'm just like,
wow.
The swings right now are just
double rebuy
off the chart.
All the way
and
across.
And then he's like,
the
"This is my company card. I want the chicken Caesar wrap."
Oh.
Tries the company card. Company card works.
In the dirt. In the dirt. Okay, so we're back. We paused the recording for a second. So we've swiped it. He's a company card. He really wants it.
So company card goes through. She comes to the next row. She comes to us. She's like, "Do you guys want anything?" The lady next to me is like, "So you guys have no more chicken Caesar wraps?" She's like, "No, I just sold the last one."
Oof.
But there are these little boxes that we prepare for people who pre-order.
Ooh.
There might be a half chicken Caesar wrap up at the front.
Okay.
I'll call ahead.
Okay, half Caesar. Half chicken Caesar at the front. Okay.
Yeah, so we're now in the free roll because we didn't have anything before.
Nothing.
So she's like, "Okay, so we're in the free roll." So she's waiting, comes back. "Yes, I have a chicken Caesar wrap."
Yes.
And I'm like, "All right, so you got there. So now you're running hot."
In the mud.
So now we get the chicken Caesar wrap. Everything's great. She's like, "Awesome, I'm running good." And so she's like, then the drink cart comes by and the drink cart skips our row. And she's like, "What is happening to me today?" She's like, "I usually just sit at the front. I usually never have any of these problems." And I'm like, "So you're experiencing flight variance now."
You're running back.
And you might be in the dirt. So she's getting super upset at this point. She's like, "What is happening? I just want my drink so I can eat my chicken Caesar wrap." And I was like, "All right, calm down. Like, you're going to get your drink, all right? This is the inevitability."
You're comboing off.
Exactly. So Doug explained this to me, and I kind of like this, as you're on Moto, you have the combo, your opponent can see it, they're F6, but they're still going to make you untap your devoted druid like 70 times so you can make 70 green mana so you can go get your Dustwatch Recruiter.
So you can go get the Coke in your fridge, but you have 10 minutes until you sideboard. You can't drink that Coke yet.
Yeah,
you need your clock.
Exactly.
You're in the dirt right now, but in 10 minutes you're out of the dirt.
Exactly.
She was in the dirt. She's supposed to be out of the dirt. Can I just stop for 1 second to say she was an older woman, not old, but like older, like a mother
yes.
with a daughter, and they were traveling to some kind of competition
so,
or something?
her oldest daughter just had a child, okay. So they were going to visit them.
Okay, so it's just these are just some family people on a flight,
yeah.
Now sucked into a world of bad beats, variants, suckouts, one-outers, as yeah. you described, the one-outer chicken at yeah. the front. Can you hit a one-outer? Can I just say I applaud you for trying to talk magic terms to someone else or, you know, game terms and that's a hilarious story. Like, come on.
Yeah, me and her had a great flight. It was amazing.
That's a hilarious story. So she got a drink in the end. She got her chicken Caesar wrap and her daughter borrowed your headphones and had a good flight.
Yes.
Awesome. Good to know. Okay, so you went to GP Toronto and I didn't get to go. And our friends, shout out, Tyler, Jen, Rob, some Calgarian Albertan sickos, top four. So your team, we're not going to go into a big debrief because I want to keep this podcast short. But your team, let's just say they didn't have as great of a main event.
No, not as great as we had hoped for.
Perfect. So you're 3-3, right, to start, I think, and you were out?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you told me in the car, though, this wasn't a failure of a weekend. You shared some stories that involved a foil Dominaria uncut sheet and some boxes that were won before you left, as well as ones that you won during there that kind of, I'm maybe going to use the word, they might not have completely free-rolled your trip, but talk to me a little bit about something we're not talking about enough, and that's side events and events before you go. Just take me back to that Modern Masters box or whatever it was.
Okay, so we played a Team Trios event, Team Constructed, at our local game store, Warp 2 in Edmonton.
Okay.
Mike Lewis puts on these great events.
Yep, shout out Mike Lewis.
Yeah, every month that are Team Trios with great prize support.
Love them.
So we made the finals of that event and split with Marcel's team.
Awesome. High five. How high five do you get?
We split with Marcel's team for, at the time, a box and a half of Unstable okay. and a box of Modern Masters 3.
Perfect.
So our friend Brendan Capel said he would buy the box from us, but he didn't have the cash at the time. And the box was like $250 at the time.
Okay.
And we kind of held on to it, waiting for him to bring up this box. And by the time it was coming around, it was up to $450. So we had to book an Airbnb to go. And for the 4 days that we were there, if we just sold the box, it covered our Airbnb.
So we, wow, that's hype. So you're already staying for free, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So we sell that box on the local Raz group.
Yeah, but...
So now we're at the GP. Our other local game store, Star Lotus Games, loves to collect foil sheets and frame them and put them up around the store.
It looks so awesome. Brennan Capel, your artwork, so good.
So, there's an uncut Dominaria sheet, 1,800 prize tickets.
I'm trying to whistle, I can't whistle. That's pretty good! That's I learned bad. How to whistle 2 months ago. Okay.
All right, so we're like, all right, we messaged Brendan, we're like, Brendan, do you want this sheet? Obviously he wants this sheet. All right. So now we have to come up with the 1,800 prize tickets, and we're playing the main event. So there's double up events
yes.
for all the formats you can think of. Legacy, Standard, Modern, and Sealed. So they start at 30-minute intervals, so you kind of have to lock in on which one you want to play.
Yep.
Three rounds, $45 entry, whereas Normal, Standard, Modern, and Legacy are $25 entries.
Okay.
So you added a 20 extra 20 on top,
fair.
But you double the prizes for everything.
Wow.
So if you 3-0, it's two boxes or 600 prize tickets.
Whoa. Each? Or like for each person? Like,
yeah, exactly.
This is individual, not teams.
Yeah, okay, individual.
Just tracking because we've been talking teams for a second. Awesome. Wow, 600 tickets for yeah. 3-0. And a Mutavault, right?
And a promo Mutavault for
wow.
entering. So, and,
wow.
And then it's like a box. It's like a box and a bit, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe just under a box.
For 2-1?
For 2-1. Yep. And then it's like four to eight packs for 1-2.
Sure. So it's like a bad rate on boosters in a Mutavault, but still not outrageous.
Exactly.
Great.
So I go 1-2.
Yep.
I get my 8 boosters. Zach and Zhao go 2-1.
Nice.
We're on a roll. So now we enter in the Team Trios practice event, $75 entry, $25 a person.
Yeah.
Regular prizing, so 3-0 gets you a box, but it's prized out to each person.
Okay.
So each person gets a box.
Nice.
So we quickly 3-0 that,
hype.
900 prize tickets. We're now about 400 to 500 short.
Okay.
So my teammates want to go get food. I want to get a little bit more standard practice in, so I'm
of
like,
course.
All right, I'm going to jam some more of the standards.
Love it.
We jam some more standard. We get to about 200 prize tickets short, play the main event, scrub out there, quickly go jam Turbo Town. Ooh, so if you're close, if you're ever close to a prize wall item that's a sweat that there's only like one there, get into Turbo Town.
Oh, so I want to get into Turbo Town. I don't even know what it is yet. You haven't told me this part of the story.
So what Turbo Town is you go, it's $5. You give them $5. They give you a little card. You go sit in Turbo Town. You wait for someone else to come. They'll sit across. You'll both put your cards on the table. You play one game. Each person gets a booster. And then there's 20 prize wall tickets, which is an extra two boosters on the line.
Okay.
It was quick turnover.
Yeah. We all jumped. Play fast games.
Exactly.
Just grind them 20-20-20.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom,
so
boom,
we were just
boom.
Running those to get the last little tickets.
Love
because,
it.
Because it was like late into day one. We're just like, oh, this is like, people who are not playing the main event are probably getting really close, or locals. So.
Right. Sorry, I just let go of the button, so I might have cut myself off. He pays for these, right? He pays a bunch of money for these.
Exactly.
Like, so it's worth it to grind these ticks.
So I'll tell you guys that we were in for about $300 of entry into side events.
300 Canadian.
Yes, 300 Canadian. I can tell you that we more than doubled up.
More than doubled. And I know the numbers, what this was sold for. More than doubled up on this foil uncut sheet that the box that you're selling to cover the Airbnb is separate from. That is just, that 300 is just for this side event grinding, right?
Exactly, yes.
Awesome. So you've more than doubled up. You've potentially got a free Airbnb. Your flights were how much about?
$270 each round trip.
So there you go. People like you who are smart, I think, about what they play and attack the right things that are suited for them and their team, the type of practice they want, as well as good value. It's fair to say that a little bit of legwork on the front end can help fund basically the entire GP.
Yeah. So
for the most part.
By the time side events were done and the PTQ was done on Sunday, we had paid for our entries into the event.
Hype.
Our flight.
Hype.
Or most of our flights.
Hype.
And our Airbnb.
There you go.
So we were in for Ubers and food, which on a vacation,
that's pretty good. And I even said in the car that food, you know, you're going to buy food, even if you're hanging out with your friends in town, if it's a PTQ locally, PTQ, whatever, we're going out for food afterwards anyways, usually.
100%.
So, you know, is that a sunk cost in the trip? You know, I don't know. You know, you can maybe have friends like Rob Lombardi, friend of mine in Toronto, who actually has me over to his house and cooks me food. There's all sorts of options when you're traveling. But thank you, Aaron, from my perspective of someone trying to put out a podcast on how to qualify for the Pro Tour. One piece of advice, I think, is just be conscious about your money and your gaming efforts. If you go look at Andrea Mangucci on Twitter, he tweeted about his prize wall winnings. I asked him how he won, and I think he said double ups as well. So, you know, lots of people are doing this, and I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing that so that people can just see a tangible real-life story that just happened. Is there anyone you want to shout out or plug just because I got you here? You know, anyone here you want to give a little love to?
So after Jen, Tyler, and Rob queued for the Pro Tour, we all went to this nice burger joint downtown. Oof. And Jen Kratz covered the entire bill. It was me, Zach, Zimba, Liam, Andre,
sweet.
Tyler, Rob, Jen.
She bought Andre Girard food?
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't buy Andre Girard food.
And so this place was like pretty fancy. For an example, like on any burger, it was a $5 upcharge to change your patty to a Kobe Wagyu beef patty.
Wow.
And pretty much everyone took that line without knowing, because Jen didn't tell us she was going to pay.
Oh.
So we all ordered, and then she, at the very end, she's like, I'll take it all.
What a sweetheart.
So, Jen, shout out to Jen.
We love you. Congratulations on your first Pro Tour. You are an inspiration to this Alberta community, to your friend group, as a mother, as a friend, as a Magic player. Aaron, thanks for hanging out and talking. Do you want to maybe go inside and get a beer? You don't have to have a beer, but how about you come inside, I get a beer, and we just meet some of my friends here in Calgary, and we just have a good time over at Aussie Rules.
That sounds like a free roll.
Okay, that sounds like a free roll. All right, well, that's our episode for today. I might record another segment a little bit later, but that was kind of a debunk of one of my favorite parts of the car ride trip, which was hearing both about the value story as well as hearing about the woman on the plane story. So I just want to quickly plug the people who have chosen to sponsor me up to this point, and that's a limited time promo code you can use at www.cardshoptelaria.com. It's really competitively priced compared to a lot of the big online stores, especially if you're in Alberta. The shipping is great. You can pick it up locally. And if you use promo code DougPMTG in all caps, you're actually going to get 3% off on top of what you would normally be saving if you're liking the prices, as well as they're going to give a little bit of a cut to me just to support my channel. And 100% of those proceeds go towards making my stream and channel better. So head on over and take a look for yourself, www.cardshopplayer.com. And if you like the prices, you might as well save an extra 3%.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.